the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hi everyone, welcome.
Hi.
Let's get into it right now, quickly.
Sure. Aaron's got somewhere to be.
I'm thinking about lunch already.
It's called
actually.
Nova.
Right. If anyone's listening, Jay Walkerton. Jay Walkerton, hello.
Stop it. How dare you?
What's their boss's name? What's their... Paul Jackson?
Paul Jackson.
Paul Jackson, I'm
available. Sorry, Paul Jackson.
Woo! I am for real.
I've added you on LinkedIn, Paul, so just...
Oh, good one.
These millennials, they don't know how good they've got it.
I am post-millennial. Here's the show.
Post-millennial.
Those two girls.
Morning.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to one and all.
Look, I tried to sound happy then, but I'm not.
Why?
Because when we walked into work this morning, there was a package on our desk. Well, someone's desk, but it was for us because we don't actually have a desk. And it was addressed to those two girls. And I thought, oh, we've received an unsolicited gift. This is exciting. And then it said, attention, Lee's car law. So
I know.
I've said, this seems to be for you. Maybe they've just had to put one name there for the postage back end. But no, you've received a gift. I haven't. And it's all because of you and your bloody bees.
It's the loveliest of gifts, Aaron. I don't know if you saw, but because of my deep love and respect for the pollinators of our universe, bees, you know how I take care of them. I provide water baths for them so they can land on the marbles that I place in the shallow dish so as not to drown, and then they can drink because they're dehydrated, Sarah.
Yeah. And she's so committed she does this when she has friends over. Okay, she's like, just a minute, I've just got to put some marbles down for the bees. I am not kidding you.
Yep, and this company have obviously heard us and they've sent me a beautiful package of lots of lovely products,
that's
including
right,
bee seeds. Bee seeds, seeds that I can throw out in my garden, and they're flowers that are particularly attractive to bees. And
you don't need to explain it
to me.
This is a passive aggressive way of saying, Sarah, you are rubbish. You don't care for the environment. It's all about Lee's.
Can you just be gracious and be mature and be...
Can you just buzz off?
Wow.
I want to talk about something that may be quite divisive, actually, and I don't really know where I sit on the topic. I have a number of grown adults in my life, friends, even relatives of mine, that well into their 20s and 30s... They have families of their own. They've moved out. They're living their adult lives. Mm-hmm. And yet large portions of their lives are still being funded by mummy and daddy.
How old are these people?
So I'm going to say between 31 and 37.
Okay.
Okay, so well and truly into adult. They all have children of their own.
Yes.
They all have partners.
Wait, what are their parents still funding? Like,
well,
I remember I was on my parents' health insurance until I was 23, but that's just because Dad had a good, like, corporate deal.
And
but
it made sense.
It made sense, but no.
But once he lost that good corporate deal, you were booted off, right?
Yeah,
and then you're like,
totally.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is like I'm talking family holidays.
Wow.
Completely paid for. So for themselves and their partners. So in one situation, this friend of mine, his parents are divorced.
Right.
So from sort of their mid-teens when the divorce occurred, both parents sort of were like, well, to keep the family to keep the family together, essentially, when mum goes on holiday, she pays for the three kids and their partners to come with her, and then daddy does the same thing. But I'm talking Maldives. I'm not talking camping around the corner.
Wow.
I'm talking mega holidays.
I mean, that's a nice gift, but are these adults, you know, relying on that as their annual holiday now?
Well, I just think like maybe it is a very generous thing to do. Their parents can afford to do so, but I just think at what point do you say, "Mum, I've got this"? Like I'm a working adult. I make my own money. You don't have to pay for this holiday. Like, at what point do you say to your parents, you've done plenty?
Yeah, that's
you've given
now.
Us one lovely holiday that we loved, but if we want to come with you, which we do, we will fund it ourselves. So holidays are one thing. Health insurance, private health insurance.
Still in their 30s.
Still in their 30s. Because the parents are saying, oh, but we really want, we feel better knowing
that you've got private hospital
covered.
Cover.
But it's like, well, that's a decision that you make as an adult.
Yes.
That if I personally have private health insurance, I'm able to cover that in my family budget. I make it a priority. If I didn't, then I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't ask my parents to pay for it.
And there's no expectation to pay this back.
No.
And they earn enough money to pay for it themselves.
Well and truly, Sarah.
Yeah.
Phones, jewellery. Like, I mean, obviously these people are obviously in a financial situation where they can do it. So maybe I'm just filthy that my parents...
Do you feel like your parents don't love you?
No, I actually feel that, you know what, they bloody do love me because they booted me out and let me be independent.
Do you?
And I feel great pride in that, Sarah.
Do you?
Yeah,
that's interesting because you just said that on the weekend, earlier to me off air, you had 14 of your relatives come over and your mum cooked the entire meal and you just had to set the table and you thought it was great.
Well, I thought that would give her a break from shouting me a trip to the Maldives.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
There seems to be a trend for taking very simple, hearty, enjoyable things and giving them a rather fanciful name and trying to turn the tides on what they are. And
like hipster, to like hipsterize them or like make them cooler. Like what?
Like fish and chipperies.
Oh. I went to a fish and chippery not long ago and it was very fancy.
Fish and chips isn't fancy. Fish and chips is one of the simple, innocent, enjoyable, greasy meals of life, okay? And calling it a chippery, it's like calling pubs gastro pubs.
Well, that's wrong. That's
They're
all
just
kinds of
pubs.
Wrong.
If you want a gastro experience, you go on a cruise ship.
Well, I think it's a gastronomical shortened version.
But that's like a restaurant, right? If you want a gastronomical adventure, go to a fine
dining
restaurant. It's not a pub. It's like
you have a fundamental issue with fish and chip, like being called fish and chipperies.
Also, you're the only person I know who calls it a fisho, which bothers me as well.
No, that is not
It is.
True.
It's just,
I've never heard that either.
Yeah, Lisa's the only person who says fisho. I'll tell you that right now,
I am not the only person to call...
Is that a French thing?
It's definitely not a French thing. It's called a fisho.
It's not. You're the only person in the world who I've ever heard called a fisho, but I'll let that slide because at least it still sounds a little bit bogan. But chippery... chippery can't happen. It's like, stop trying to make fetch happen, okay? Stop trying to make chippery happen.
Chippery makes it sound like there's a factory behind it, like a nice little boutique factory, you know, in a hipstery sense.
Or there's an array of chips to try. There's not. They're just greasy and they're delicious and they're delightful and the best little ones are those crunchy ones that are just basically pure fat. That's not a chippery.
But a fish and chippery is much nicer.
No, they're just trying to put prices.
In its interior design,
yes, but
Sarah.
Then you're making customers pay much more. I mean, there's one near me, $52 for a basic fish and chips, okay? That's not right. It's not right. I'm angry.
We can tell.
You know what? I don't need that tone from you.
I'm telling you, fisho is a thing.
You go to chipperies, do you, with that tone?
I'd love a good chippery.
I'm going to tell you, if I Google fisho, here we go, fisho, the local fisho. It comes up. There is a place here somewhere in Australia called the local fisho. So kiss
That's probably just one business, but it's not a colloquial term.
Sea bass. The local fisho. There's so many places called the Fisho, guys.
I don't believe it.
Well, look, there's a place in Stanthorpe, I think that's somewhere in Queensland, and a newspaper has written an article, Sarah, saying there's a new Fisho in town. There you go. Case closed. This is the thing, guys. A big part of our job is coming up with wonderful ideas. Some of them are better than others. And a lot goes on off air. That you guys aren't subject to. And just then, during that song, Sarah reckoned that we should make up a new segment about segueing from the previous song played on air into the next segment.
This was about 2 minutes before we came on air. She just came up with this idea.
Because you reckon you can segue anything. You always like to try it. It's super daggy.
Yeah.
Super.
So yeah. Give us an example.
So what was that song called?
It was called Changes by Tupac.
Changes. So then what are you segueing into? A story?
Well, then you've got to come up with a story about changes.
Is it like
changes.
Your menopause, your incoming?
No, I don't have the changes in your body. But do you know what? That's a great segue because I was at a bowls club last week and I was with friends who are a little bit older than me and they're in their 40s and they are experiencing
the changes.
The change. And I saw it right before my eyes.
The
one of
sweating.
My good friends get a hot flush.
I've heard about
there
those.
And then. I'm talking she just started fanning herself like a maniac. I mean, we're still in winter. It's cold. She was stripping off. She had redness coming up her bosom, up her Whoa. Neck, up to her face, and then a light mist of sweat all over it. This is what, I mean, Tupac has nailed it with changes. This is what happens to a woman's life. And it's not fair. We go through so much already. The change is the final insult. I'm telling you, it is. I mean,
do men go through?
Nothing. Nothing.
Men
they have
go
a
through
slow,
a version
a
of
slow decline of testosterone, but nothing happens to them. I don't think so.
It's a wonderful game.
That was probably the worst thing we've ever done on air.
There's a, come on.
That was a good segue, though. You've got to give it to
come
her.
Come on, give me another song.
Although I gave it to you.
Let me play
then.
One song.
Shoot me another one right now.
All right, we're about to play You Need to Calm Down by Taylor Swift.
I needed to calm down because it's book week this week. It's book week across Australia. And nothing gets me more irate than when I realise I've got to get a costume together for both of my girls to represent a character from one of their much-loved books. I'm telling you, it strikes fear into people's hearts, particularly women going through the change.
What have you come up with? What costumes are you going with?
My youngest is going as Thelma the Unicorn, right? She's all sure. pink with a horn on her head.
Oh.
And the other one is going as an old character. Penny Pollard was big in the 80s and 90s.
No, if you're considering whether or not you should have children, you should first experience a book week.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be the greatest yep. form of contraception yep. known to mankind.
To the point where I spent 2 hours on Friday searching for a costume, bought one home to my 8-year-old, said, "You're going as Gangster Granny," which is a David Walliams character. She said, "I don't want to." I said, "You need to calm down."
Oh my god, I hate everything about this.
God, I've got such a heady rush of excitement.
It's menopause.
Could be a hot flush. Those two girls. I've never understood people who decide to have some nookie in a public toilet. Okay, to me, filthy, revolting, wait till you get home or somewhere where there isn't, you know, sanitary bin behind you. Oh, like it's wow. just revolting in my mind.
Why are you
well,
bringing
I'm
this
not
up?
The only one because over in Wales, there's their entire town is planning to build an incredibly high-tech public toilet that detects violent movement in the cubicles and douses randy couples in water.
So are these in like nightclubs or
nightclubs?
Like bars?
Yep.
And
yep. So this town isn't taking any chances when it comes to inappropriate behaviour. So basically they've submitted the plans to the town council. They have an alarm if people are in there for too long.
Oh, God.
The lights go off. The heating Great. Goes off because obviously it's in Wales, right? So it's bloody cold over there.
Yeah.
When
Don't
the sensors
anyway.
Are triggered from jerky movements.
Oh, my God.
All right.
How invasive.
They are doused with fine jets of water. The doors automatically open and then you've got this high-pitched siren that goes off.
I am fundamentally against this.
Why?
These people are ruining what it's like to be young and free and have fun, Sarah. How dare they take it upon themselves to break couples up in the toilet?
You can't tell me you're someone who's done it in a toilet. Oh, God.
I 100% am someone who's done it in a toilet.
Yuck!
Sarah,
Yuck!
Just live a little.
What? No, thank you.
Have you never in the heat of the moment,
never
said,
thought,
I am going to live my life.
Never thought, gee, the bog looks like a good place to get romantic with you. Never.
It's not romantic.
Well, then why do it?
Because it's just, it's like, is there not red blood coursing through your body? Are you not a red-blooded
there is,
woman?
But not in a toilet.
It's a bit of fun.
No, that's not fun. That's so germy.
There's germs everywhere, Sarah.
But you're in a particularly concentrated area. And then in this world, imagine the door running open, people being like, come on, are you finished in there yet?
And you say, no, we are not.
I mean,
it's the thrill of being caught, Sarah. It's as old as
it's old as time.
It really is. Don't you remember?
Lise is in the loo.
Don't you remember being?
You can see her shoe. Beauty and the loo.
Don't you remember what it's like to be young and to take a chance on love?
This is my thing. It's not about taking chances. It's not about not being red-blooded and not being, you know.
You have not lived life if you have not stumbled through a public bathroom with somebody in an amorous frenzy, Sarah, and you pick which one, the men's bathroom or the women's bathroom. It's a frenzy and it is fun. And that is all.
Frenzy?
It is okay. No. You know what?
No.
A toilet ain't. You use a public bathroom every day.
Absolutely.
So how is that different?
Because I'm using it for its purpose.
Well, you know, you're still ducking yourself, aren't you? It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It 100% is, Sarah.
All I'm saying is there's nothing that water can't separate. This town in Wales is all over it. You should have had the hose put on you a few more times, I
Wouldn't
think.
Have stopped me, mate.
Okay,
it's like being caught in the rain. It adds to the romance and the thrill.
I don't know you. I do not know you.
This whole thing's making me really uncomfortable.
Oh, come on, Az. You've had a shag in a toilet, haven't you?
Don't answer, Az.
Aaron, do yourself a favour.
No.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
What are you, a zennial?
Zennial.
Are you younger than a millennial?
Welcome back to the podcast.
Are you younger than a millennial?
I am younger than a millennial.
So what are you?
Generation Z.
Yeah, right.
Because a millennial is like a sub-generation of Gen Y.
Generation Z. So the last.
Gen Z.
So what comes after Gen Z?
I don't know. Your kids, I think your kids are also Gen Z maybe.
Really?
No, I'm not sure. No, it wouldn't be that.
No.
Well, because there's actually almost the same age gap between Aaron and your son, Lise, as there is between Aaron and us.
Let me just Google right now.
Well, Remy's nearly 10. Aaron's 23.
So that's 13 years.
Oh, there's actually 16 years between you and Aaron.
So I'm in the same generation as your kids, apparently, because it's from 1996 to present.
Is Generation Z.
Yeah.
And it's called post-millennial.
Oh, it's just a word that I came up
with.
Oh,
right. That's just made up.
Gen Z.
And what qualities does your generation have?
So a millennial is someone who basically grew up and
came
of age with the digital age.
Okay.
So someone who was like, I was in high school when we got the internet.
Yes. That was me.
My generation is people who are like, I don't ever remember a world without internet.
Yes.
I don't remember a world without technology.
Digital natives.
Digital natives.
Okay.
Oh, sugar.
What have you done?
I just crushed a biro in frustration.
That's a baby boomer for you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Who says biro anyway?
What do you say?
Pen.
Who does say biro? This is a great conversation before we go.
Who says biro?
Who doesn't call...
What is it from, Byro?
It's a brand name.
It's a brand.
Byro, like a Bic.
Pass me the Bic.
Yeah, pass me the Bic.
Same way people say Nico or Sharpie.
Whoa.
I never say Sharpie. I've always said Nico.
I'll say Sharpie if it's a Sharpie.
It's because you're younger. And Nicos were around when we were young, but it was Sharpies with you.
Hey, pass me the Faber-Castell. It's the highlight I have in my hand that I'm playing with.
I'll just say pen or ballpoint.
You don't say ballpoint.
Ballpoint.
Or BP.
Oh, you do not.
Pass me the BP.
Oh, it's like uncle. The fisho.
Guys.
The penno.
I do call it the penno.
She also says
actually.
The bolo. Just go to the bolo.
Yeah, the bolo.
What's that?
Like a bowls club.
The only ones that I really think are commonplace are bottle-o and servo.
That's
and
it.
And bolo and
fish-o. But Lise thinks if she can put an O on the back of everything, it makes her more Australian.
Going to the radio.
She why she tries to deny her heritage.
Later this afternoon, I'm going to school-o to pick up my kids. So.
Kids-o.
I've got to go to Coles, though.
Then we might get a snack, you know, maybe from Westfield-o.
Coles.
West-o.
You know what? It'll catch on, so bite me.
Do you want dinner at the Ristorante?
Ristorante. That sounds French. You'd be into that.
Sounds Italian, actually. We don't. The French don't use a lot of O on the ends of our
words. How good's Italian?
How good's Italian?
Just as a people, a place, a food.
I mean, I reckon...
Trump's French in every single category.
Absolutely not.
You know, it was funny. I was at a party on the weekend and one of the ladies there was talking about her neighbour and she was like, you know, like she's French, you know what that's like? And she said it in such an offhanded way. I was like, yeah, I know what working with a French person's like. Yep.
Where was your party?
Oh, is it tacking on to the end of a kid's birthday party?
Where was it?
In my suburb.
This was meant to be a quick podcast and we've really waffled.
Was that the Fisho?
Was it the Fisho? The suburbo.
In a house, though.
Wow, that's actually.
That is actually a word.
house-o?
Yeah, house-o.
That was a TV
it's a
show
housing
or a movie?
Commission.
House-o. That's
I've never called a housing commission place the house-o.
Sarah, that is a no.
That is a word.
Thank you. A house-o.
I don't know where you people have been living.
Oh, God, you're so uppity.
I've never heard fish-o, bolo, house-o. All I've heard is servo and bottle-o. That's it.
Well, you don't drink and drive.
What?
You sicko.
See you tomorrow, everyone.
You crimo.
Bio.
Yay-yay-o. I'm calling everything with an O.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.